My name is Craig Woods. I come from Murujuru community. I'm the chairperson of Murujuru Aboriginal Corporation. We're so proud of the climb's closed now. We no longer have to feel sorrow when people have hurt themselves or have got to the stage of actually losing their life on the climb. So, you know, that feeling of having to know that someone's passed away while climbing Uluru, we can now say that, you know, it's closed permanently. That sorrow itself, you know, having to lose someone can be so dreadful.
What is the significance of this rock to your people?
So, one of the major stories of Tukurwa, which is the cultural aspects of Uluru, one of the reasons why it's closed. The other half is the safety concern of having to, well, you know, where to hold the chain and walk up with, you know, you could have a 3-month-year-old or a 6-month-year-old child with you, and or a 5-year-old child, and drag them up and put that child through so much, I guess, stress of going up in an environment that is not safe. But the cultural aspect is one of the major ones around Uluru. A non-Indigenous person would not understand our culture. Our culture has been here way before Europeans have come to Australia. Even if the Dutch came, or even if the Philippines came, or the Indonesians, it is still our culture that we still live by, and it is still growing and living amongst us.
Has there been a change in interest in climbing?
There has been a change. The last 10 years of educating Anangu about Tukurwa, I mean, the word that non-Indigenous person would use is Dreamtime.
Yep.
Now, educating people that don't understand our culture about Tukurwa, the key is education. And if they understand that there is something that is culturally significant that is part of the climb, you know, most people can fully understand the importance of it.
So is there a next step? Is there something more that Anangu are going to do in this space to try and engage people and keep tourism without doing, you know, without having the climb?
Yep. Look, there's an opportunity for Anangu to create our own work environments and our own businesses to provide for their family and give back to the country in a way that is culturally appropriate. And for having to have, it's going to be a nice challenge for Anangu to come up with all the ideas that over the years that they've come up with and to actually put it into action.
So a big moment, a big weekend for you. How does it feel, mate?
We feel so proud. For me personally, that I worked at Uluru Katadjuna National Park for more than 10 years, I feel so proud that something that taken more than 10 years to finally happen, feel so proud for it to happen.
Thank you so much for having us on your land, and thanks for your time.
Thank you for coming down and enjoying our festival and enjoying this important time with us.
Cheers, mate.